I got two crazy dreams for you. So let's start the dream segment with the new harp. I think I like that one better.
I do too.
That was phenomenal.
If you get
episode 38. Did we even say episode 30?
We didn't even do the fucking intro, dude.
We played the intro, but we never said welcome to.
Yeah, no, we never.
Welcome
said
to the Broke Knock Life podcast, where we beat our meat and we go to sleep,
and we're already fucking an hour in.
It's literally like the end segment. Exclusive, uncensored. So, dude, you're so excited. I feel your excitement. Oh, keep it down, man.
It's over 9,000.
A cramp. Ow.
So dude, red. I must have looked so fucked up for her to take time out of her day. Her Waffle House shift.
Sometimes I'm some that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reach. I flow the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. A Fred, leave it red, made it red. All the blood I bled, all the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud, it's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells, all that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Having
almost forgot to hit record on the main fucking thing.
Well, that's no bueno.
That would have sucked.
Are we recording now?
Yes, we are. Bramp said that he will be watching.
What do you mean he's going to be watching? He's not here. We're not. Are we live right now?
We're live. Let me remember if I know how to do this whole podcast shtick.
Hello. Hey.
We have a new song, actually. And a new podcast. And a new mini spotlight. But before we get into all that, let's open up the episode with the intro track. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Fuck.
I'll throw the beats, I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats, silent sweep, fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed, spinning round my head. A Fred, leave it red, made it red. All the blood I bled, all the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud, it's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells, all that you can spell. Made of a depressing
boom,
cell.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's going to be interesting for someone to watch while the intro is rolling, just me
violently ripping a fucking water bottle. Okay, so we actually have a new song while I start up the show. So while I talk about all that, open up that Evernote for me, which this is the new song, by the way. No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's a new little chime.
Fuck, where did I put it? Okay, never mind. I got it. Is by Dak Attack. Tides on SoundCloud, baby. Nights by Dak Attack. Thank God that title saved it. Oh, I forgot I can just hit mute. So, for our episode today, let's see. We got the Dak song, the Gramps Basement, the Broke Talk. We got a few questions strolling down memory lane. And one kind of long dream, and then one pretty short and blunt. But they're one of my dreams.
I like blunts.
I do too.
Hello. CBD God damn blunt. It!
I have it.
It's on this side.
It's easy for me because I'm facing the webcam, so like I can do like a perfect horizontal thing. But it's weird for you because
sitting
you
at
can't,
this angle, it can't. I mean, it can lay flat.
If it just went a little bit longer, it would be perfect.
Maybe this might work. Hello? This might work.
Check. Yeah, that works. That sounds good.
Peter, pumpkin eater.
Peter, dick.
I have randomly been catching myself doing that lately. just in my kitchen going, dick.
Oh, yeah, by the way, hold up. I got some beef with old Dick. Uh-oh. You know, he called me the other day. He's like, when's the episode coming up, Dick?
Every fucking Monday.
Yesterday he called me. He's like, you didn't send it to me, Dick. I'm like, bitch, I ain't your fucking home chauffeur.
No. It comes out every Monday.
Yeah, dude, every Monday, every Thursday.
If you're subscribed, That's what I said.
Yeah, this podcast comes out every Monday, and it'll be listed on your homepage.
I said, Kingsley, are you even subscribed, bro?
Every Monday, that's the first thing that pops up, is the Broke Knock Life podcast as soon as I turn on YouTube.
Yep.
It's the first thing that pops up.
And what we started doing, which I haven't even announced yet on a podcast, maybe I have, we're starting to do the premiering. So instead of 7 a.m. in the morning, Monday and Thursdays, it's going to be 7 p.m. premiering live.
That'd be dope. Is that what you did last week?
Yeah. Or I did it for the past two ones. Okay. The one with Weaving with Wes, and then our last one I did.
Okay.
And then y'all can just, like, come around and chill while we watch it live.
Yeah, I did notice that last week whenever you posted it, it was going live, and I think three or four people were watching. I'm like,
yeah, it was nice. Some people were commenting on the Gramps Basement. You know, always a favorite. Which we can get right into that. This song is dope.
It's very, very chill.
Oh, it tells me how much time is left in it too. Like on the LED screen.
I'm trying to look for it from this angle, but
you can't. There's no way you can fucking see.
Yeah, all I see is maybe with your levels going up.
Your superhuman eye strength now.
Yeah, all I see is just the levels going up.
Dope. Okay. So that was Dak Attack.
That was really chill.
Nights. It some of his tracks remind me of like video game soundtrack material, just like a 2D Metroid-esque type video game, just like jumping through levels and shit.
Oh, yeah. That would be good for Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Or
like a 2D version of Cyberpunk.
Or there used to be this like spaceship game I used to play. Where I'd get motion sickness from it because you could literally...
What console?
PlayStation 2.
Oh, fuck.
I forget what it was, but it was out in space. It may have been a Star Wars game.
Rogue Squadron?
I don't know. If you say the name, it will not ring a bell. I have no
idea. It was
a
bunch of spaceships?
Yeah,
like
it was spaceships.
It's probably... I mean, I would think it would be a Star Wars game if you're flying in space.
Well, not only
Star
that...
Wars.
What leads me to believe it was a Star Wars game is my dad's a big Star Wars fan.
Well, shit.
There and I had the PS2 at my dad's house.
Oh, I didn't even think about this. For some reason...
You better start thinking about my wiener.
Think about my dick. Okay.
I can't wait to get my braces off.
So fucking... Testing. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Speaking of...
All right.
I had a fucking...
So now, let's enter... The Gramps Basement.
Spell red.
Red? L-S-T-E-R.
Dude, I laugh. It's not even a fake laugh, because I'm just imagining the actual scene.
Yeah, he's going, red?
Dude, the whole stage, it's like a whole stage set up, and he's like in a Jeopardy type thing, and he has like a costume on, and he's like up at the stage, and the spotlights come on him. He's like, spell red. And he asked him that like three or four times.
Doesn't he ask him what's the color of like a carrot or something? What's the color of a carrot?
He's like, ah.
Carrots?
I don't know nothing about carrots. It's just, I love his mind because it's like, it's there, but like he's so defiant and... He's like such his own person, you know, like he will make up his own fucking story and he's just going to roll with it.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck what you say.
Well, he's a pathological
Obama
liar.
Gave him a birthday card and he's pissed the fuck off at Obama.
Because it was addressed to his mom.
Yeah. Obama, don't write Beetlejuice's mom a birthday card.
No one write Beetlejuice's mom a birthday card without writing him one, too. And it better be bigger.
You sent my mom a birthday letter? Fuck you. All right, so this is a mini spotlight on what art by DeMarcus Sean. That's the TikTok name.
Yep.
So this is the mini spotlight. We're gonna do like three of these videos, and God, my voice is sounding so fucking gainy right now. It's tripping me out. And we're going to get started with this because I really like his comedic approach to everything, and we're gonna segue into a few trip down memory lane questions because I talked to you before. We mentioned about like middle school and like kid shit. So we're gonna talk about some shenanigans we used to get into as little children. So let's get started. And this is, he mimics a teacher
very, very fucking well.
And I wonder if he is a teacher.
Dude, I it makes me think that he is a that he is one, and he's just making these videos after work.
IRL shit playing out on TikTok.
He's like, this literally happened to me at work today. I'm just going to play it out.
This,
exactly.
This is what I did.
Yeah. So this is when the class starts to get rowdy.
Yeah, you're going to multiply that. Mm-hmm. 2x squared. Yeah. Give me one second. Excuse me. Language. Actually.
Whenever he says things.
That is so true.
Right. How relatable.
Thank you guys. Thank you. Took longer than expected. Please, if you're done, sit at your desk quietly. I'm still helping a student.
God, dude, it's like tripping me out.
Oh, damn it.
I know it's at the end. I couldn't organize it. So the next video will be the second one. Yeah. It goes backwards.
The only thing he missed was, and this happened to me a lot, whenever the teacher would do that, she mm-hmm.
yeah,
she'd
just
stare right at you. Okay, we'll wait.
He hasn't mimicked the intercom button yet.
Ooh.
I think whenever he was in school, it was something else, and he's done a video like that, but I've never seen him go up to the side of the wall and then press the intercom and wait.
Yes, we have a student coming to the office.
We have
he
a
needs
very
to talk to the principal.
It's a very troubled student walking to your office right
he's
now.
He's got a very loud mouth.
He has not shut the fuck up since I put this goddamn math paper down on his fucking desk.
He's not shut up since ever.
The nurse telling you that your mom is here to get you.
Yeah, you can go ahead and wake up. Mom's here to pick you up. Mom's here to pick you up. Okay.
Watch the walk.
He's coming.
That is so true.
He's coming. It's just like every body part is moving. They're just waddling.
It just takes so much effort just to walk 5 feet. So do I hit the back button?
Yeah, the back. I don't know if it's going to go to the beginning of the video.
It's fucking Josh Peck.
Yeah. What a legend.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has a test.
When you missed a couple of days of school before a test. Mm-hmm. Dude, I resonate with this one a lot because I missed a lot of school because I was always sick.
Yeah.
Skick.
My
sick.
Stomach would always hurt.
Yeah. I think...
Until my stomach always fucking hurt.
Okay. To be honest, I actually thought about this recently. I never get sick anymore. I mean, knock on wood. I got sick all the time because I'm around a bunch of motherfucker, like little snot-nosed kids every single day. And viruses are just rampantly going around a school, so that's why I was sick all the time. Because I got... mono, freshman year of high school.
Were you kissing ass?
No, No, I don't think it was from kissing because I wasn't getting action at all. I didn't fuck until I was 18. So, like, before that, it was just, like, making out, but I don't even think I'd gotten any action anytime near that. So, I don't know.
I don't know. That's weird because...
But I remember...
I wouldn't ever get sick, but if I really just didn't want to go to school...
I would always get strep throat.
Not
always
me.
Sore throat.
I've always had a pretty good immune system, I guess. I think the only thing that was really wrong was my appendix.
Shit.
And that was fucked. But I would always call in from school because my mom said if I don't go to school, I can't do anything over the weekend.
Oh, dude, she pulled that shit?
Yeah, so I'd go to school, but she never said, she said, just try to go to school. And I said, okay. And if you call me, I'll come and pick you up. So I'd always call her, and I got to do things that weekend.
Yeah.
So I figured out a way around it.
Yeah, I always camped in the nurse's office.
I did like the nurse in middle school.
The nurse. Dude, my nurse was so fucking fine.
Not mine.
Oh, my God.
No, mine reminded me of that. That's what mine reminded
mine
me of.
Mine was a fine-ass nurse. Oh, my God.
I wish. Nowadays, shit.
Yeah, now that I think about it, she was probably like a new intern. Like, what it would be now. I mean, obviously, she's probably old. She was probably, like, 25, 26.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I was in, like, sixth grade. Sixth, fifth or sixth grade, I always camped out there. I would, like, lay down and be like, I can't move. I need to go home.
Mine would have said, okay, here, suck on this peppermint. It'll make you feel better.
See,
she gave you a peppermint for everything. Everything.
That's the equivalent.
Oh, you broke your shoulder? Peppermint.
You know what that's the equivalent to? The IT department telling you to restart your computer.
Pretty much. It usually works.
Yeah, it usually
so
does.
A fucking peppermint.
Yeah, it usually does. But the problems that I were having, well, I knew enough for me to be like, okay, I've done the restart thing a million fucking times. Usually, whenever the restart thing works, it's because the kids are just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And it's just they've had their computer on for, like, months.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're, like, literally not closing Chrome windows and shit. I've seen a motherfucker have, like, 20 open windows at one time. I'm like, dude.
You're killing the
relax.
Computer. I think the most...
Imagine the memory that's using up. Like 20 Chrome tabs?
Fucked on. Because Chrome uses a lot of memory.
A lot.
I think the most I've ever had open was maybe 10.
I used to have...
And that's like opening
open
a new one. And that's like going and downloading maps for Skater XL.
Always had...
If I have any more than like 5 open at a time, it freaks me out. It just freaks me out. Unless if I'm doing like actual work.
Yeah, I'll remember when I had like all the bookmarks. I had like 8 bookmarks
that
up.
That would give me anxiety.
I closed all that out because it was just...
taking
I don't
up
even,
so
well,
much resources.
Yeah, I didn't really notice all that. It was just... it got to the point where I was checking it just like all the fucking time. And I'm like, I just need to close out of it and I'll check it like once a day. Because yeah. I'm like OCD. I'm like fucking weird about everything. I check comments. I check likes like instantly. I don't know if you've probably noticed that. Like Snapchats, I'll open it immediately.
Yeah,
it's Snapchat. Literally a reaction.
That's really the only thing I notice it on is Snapchat.
If I see a notification, like, I have to open it.
Yeah, sometimes you're fucking in the Snapchat
yeah.
with me before I'm done typing and before I sent it.
You know what I'll do? Like whenever I see... like I'll be at my desk and then I'll see it and then I'll click it and I'll just have the chat waiting and then I'll just be like doing it. And then I just can't, I have to, I need to break that habit because it comes off fucking weird to some people.
I've probably gotten on Instagram maybe a total of like 20 minutes this week.
Dude,
like
I did
20 minutes.
I've gotten,
and I think the majority of the time I went liking all the shit that you posted.
Yeah, yeah.
On like both my two main accounts.
The only thing I do now, I don't even scroll through the story
rid of
anymore. I just go through and post on the engagement groups, and then
yeah.
just I fuck with the small people that like really fuck with us.
I've been thinking about getting rid of all my Instagrams and just like
solo dolo.
Yeah, well, just like if I post any like YouTube videos, just promote it on like a Discord.
Dude, or you can just send all your stuff to me and then I can just make you a separate playlist or make you a channel. I mean, I have no problem doing any of that. I mean, I'm already way too fucking deep in the web, you know? So there's no pulling. So I just gotta...
The only thing that pulls out in this house is my hand out your butthole.
Not my cock. Not my cat. Not my... Oh,
big
by the way,
cock.
If you haven't noticed, we're wearing a...
it's been fucking 18 minutes already? 19? What the fuck?
What the cuck?
Whoa,
what the
whoa,
cuck?
Whoa.
What the cuck? What the cuck? What the cuck?
Ain't nobody in here a cuck.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up.
I can't watch... No.
Dude,
I'm not going to even discuss it because I can't fucking do that.
I know. You know what I did? And this is going to be the start of our Patreon. Our uncensored Patreon. If you noticed in the last episode, I took out the beating your meat segment where we got really in depth.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh.
And you know what we're going to do? Exclusive uncensored. So, dude, you're so excited. I feel your excitement. Oh, keep it down, man.
It's over 9,000.
I got a cramp. Ow.
Oh shit.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, and anything that we talk that's, like, really fucking
really
gnarly.
Raunchy.
Yeah, so we're going to put all of that and then maybe, like, put it together or, like, put the full episode on there with it cut in.
Yeah, that's a good idea because you know what I thought about Tuesday?
What?
beating, telling the story of beating my meat while I was beating my meat. The exact same way I fucking explained it.
Reciting it in a mirror.
I was picturing someone listening to the podcast and them just listening to that. Listening to it as I'm like currently doing it. Like some kind of Inception shit.
But it's a pretty amazing uncensored piece of content.
I agree.
It is. It was very phenomenal. A lot of motion.
Yes.
We got into it.
Yeah.
And we revealed some deep, dark, beating meat secrets.
Yeah, some secrecy, some sorcery. Some people tell me that they would sit on their hand until it went like numb, and they do it that way.
I've heard about that.
I just can't wait that long.
Okay, I've tried it. You know why? Whenever I sleep, I put my arm always under my pillow, and whenever I first started doing that,
it would always fall asleep.
Now it doesn't because I guess I'm used to it or it's in another position. But it always would fall asleep. And one I read about that, and I'm like, I'm a fucking try. Maybe it feels so fucking weird. Like it's just numb.
That's weird.
It just I started groping my wiener, and then it just felt like numb feeling.
Just numb weird.
It's like rubbing shit against, like, I've only been numbed, like, really hardcore, like, in my mouth because of all the dentist shit. And it's just, like, doing anything whenever your lips are numb, it's just
drinking water whenever your lips are numb.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It makes me so fucking uneasy. But Jesus Christ, let's get on with the Gramps TikTok basement. Which we're not going to be calling it TikTok basement anymore, and I keep saying TikTok basement. But fuck it. Let's get right on. This is the end of it, so I forgot what clips I put in. I put in a Skate 3 clip that you're going to like.
Oh, shit.
It's called Thread in the Needle.
Ooh.
Those challenges.
Those are good.
Dude.
Is it from Zexy Zex?
It's just a compilation I saw on TikTok.
He recently just did a Thread the Needle challenge and put it on YouTube, like, last week or something.
Dude, and it was some of them... Like, I'm used to seeing crazy shit on Skate 3 because I've played it, like, all my life.
Right.
But some of these, I was like, whoa! I was like, there's no way he's getting in there. Whoa!
Yeah. And some of the shit, it's like, I've played that long, and if I still were playing that long, I don't think I could even get close to doing that.
It's like a 1 in a million chance for them to hit some of this shit.
He did, like, a front flip through this, like, narrow gap to where if he wasn't holding the board like this.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to make it.
Dude, that's like combining so many like game mechanics to ridiculous. Get your shit to fit into a small little space.
Yeah, like, so I don't know. He hit one while he was in a coffin. Like, the dude sent in the video, and he didn't hit it until he... No,
you're probably describing, like, every single trick you're about to see.
Fuck it.
But I don't know where it is. It's probably towards the end. I have 10 videos, so we're three in. So let's see what's next.
We hadn't done this one yet.
Oh, we did?
Uh-uh.
When you missed a couple... Did I just tell a story and then we didn't even play it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when you missed a couple of days of school before a test.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has a test? Okay, great. So, after you guys are done, put your test on my desk, and then go back to your desk with your heads down. That'll let me know that you're done. Okay? All right, you guys go ahead and get started. So, I didn't give you a test because you were gone for the last couple of weeks. So, I want you to study the material for the next couple of days. And on Wednesday, you'll take your test during lunch, okay? Let me go ahead and get you that paper on, okay?
during a test. Shh, quiet. Shh, quiet.
Oh, wait. Test. Wait, did we do this video?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, skip that. Because that was, oh my God, I need to turn this down a little bit.
All right, hold up. I'm going to hit stop, and I'm going to play it from the front now.
Yeah. Let's do that. Oh my God, this guy is a fucking legend. Just watch what you're about to see. Okay, so basically he's just going to chug some Dr. Pepper, but in a very crazy fucking way.
I hope he shotguns it because I'm just going to stop talking.
All right, my man. I got Dr. Pepper. Let's pour it. Alright, man, and here goes your second can. Boom.
Three Dr. Peppers is a lot.
Alright, man, but before I hit it, just want to say cheers, you know? 40k followers already, eh? Jesus, all from that right beaner, eh? 1 million views on her. Anyway, let's get it down the hitch. Meet you at the bottom.
What?
Cheers. Meet you at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, he does a fucking... Look at his mouth.
Whoa.
I need to see that again.
I don't know why that cut off. I thought the whole...
Dude,
the first cup, it was...
The first cup was... That's crazy. I don't know how you didn't burp.
But before I hit it, just want to say cheese, you know?
Because they're trying to... They're giving him a very caffeinated drink.
Yeah, but, like...
Anyway, let's get it down the hitch.
And he's like, I can do it without burping. Fuck.
One Mississippi, two...
It's like, it's 1 second.
Yeah, it's a second and a half, if.
Cheers. Meech is at the bottle.
Meech is at the bottle?
Yeah, but look at his lips. His bottom lip is completely away from it. It's completely fucking away from
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's literally just shooting down his throat.
Yeah. That's...
That's fucking insane. What's a video in your head that lives rent-free? And this is a radical snowboarder.
Oh, shit.
A lad.
This is my 11th shot of fireball nips.
This is me after 12 fireball nips.
That's why I need to get my body signed. That's why, bro. I need my body signed.
He needs his fire started?
God damn it. I didn't know that had music.
This is my 11th shot of fireball nips.
What is nips?
I don't know.
After 12 fireball nips.
Nips. Just sliding down it. Dude, that guy on the ski just did some fucking power slide shit. Casually.
Look at the dude's wrist at the end. His wrist is doing this as he's going down the hill.
This is me after 12 fireball nips.
You know that fucking thing smelled after he was done smoking that. You see his wrist?
Dude, he's just limp. He's just rolling down everything.
He's like that dude that we watched the TikTok of. There's just nothing going on behind the pretty eyes. Nothing.
There's not a damn thing going on behind those pretty blue eyes. I think this is some music. Fuck. When you knew the deed was too big. Yep. So there's music.
Oh, yeah, we watched this.
God damn it.
Yeah, it was.
All right, next one. Yes. God damn it. All right, well, we'll just...
Yeah, this is Zexy.
Dude, oh my God, bro. Like, how good...
This is either Zexy Zek or it's,
This one right here is dope.
I hadn't seen this.
Whoa! Dude, like, what the fuck? He did a backwards coffin through that bitch. I don't think I watched this far.
Oh, no, this is different. This isn't...
Whoa!
This isn't Zexy Zex or the other dude who originally did it. But these are all the same jumps. This is the front flip one that I was telling you about.
Oh! Dude, that's fucking dope, bro.
Yeah.
God, that makes me want to fucking play that game again.
Yeah, I don't think that was Zexy Zex, but his name is Zexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like sexy, but with a Z, and Zek as in Zach. Could you imagine doing that in real life?
Dude, a person would be broke. I don't know if that's physically possible.
No. Like the only way it's physically possible is you'd have to be going like fucking Mach 10.
Like this one's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, what?
And I love how he stops his body as soon as he's sideways.
Yeah.
Just falls right through like a teardrop.
Dude, imagine if you hit a speed wobble right there.
Fucking.
You're dead.
Yeah, your face doesn't exist anymore.
You're fucked up. Right, let's go to the next one. 6-year-old me in the cafeteria. Did you used to do this shit?
Yes and no.
I did it all the fucking time.
So true, though.
Dude, it would trip me out, bro. I would just go like, it would be like, wow, 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 wow. I'm like, whoa. Just like a little, oh, this is, I picked a whole bunch of like reminiscing shit because look at this. The golden age of Xbox Live. Back when voice messages were a thing. Let's open this.
Hey, you're just mad because I'll be able to do something with my fucking guitar in hands that you'll never be able to achieve in your entire life, kid. So yeah, you're gay.
So yeah. Okay, that is the classiest. That's the classiest
shit
insult
talk I've ever heard.
I'm mad because I'll be able to do something with my fucking guitar in hands that you'll never be able to achieve in your entire life, kid. So yeah, you're gay.
That's classic. We'll do an MW2 lobby next week.
Ooh.
It's just going to be a bunch of yelling.
Yeah, a bunch of yelling,
a bunch of N-words, a bunch of F-words, a bunch of everything.
Yeah, that was my first experience on Xbox Live.
I was introduced to every single curse word known to man.
You were introduced to shit you didn't even know existed.
Yeah, being called a squeaker all the time. I'm like, one day I'm going to rise up and I'm going to call you a squeaker, you fucking bitch. Fuck you.
I'm sure another word came out your mouth that you can't say anymore.
Yeah, a lot of words.
That you can't say anymore.
Right. But I got so scared, I forgot I was playing VR. I get really horrified at horror games, and I don't think my heart could handle something like this.
I don't know. It just depends.
Dude, I'm not
acting. I'm kind of waiting for this to happen.
I'm not acting whenever I really get scared in those phasmophobia things.
Oh, me either.
I really, I know you. That's classic.
I don't fuck with ghosts.
Oh,
in
dude,
real
I have
life.
To. I have to make that as a sound. Bite. We were about to leave. Like we were like, all right, let's just do one more round and we'll go.
That fucker hurt us. No joke. The game listens.
I know. We were beginning to think that it was like broken or some shit, but it wasn't.
Nah.
But do you think you could handle some shit like that? I got so scared I forgot I was playing VR. He's playing a zombie game.
I'm actually waiting for the zombie apocalypse to happen.
Let's do it.
Why won't she fucking die?
Yeah, I'd be freaking out then. I would not have my back.
No.
Oh my god. Reload.
Oh!
This is scream.
That's pure.
Why won't she fucking die?
Reload, mother. I wonder if his screen actually went gray like that.
Dude, I've heard Kingsley yell like that because he was so scared probably 3 or 4 times in my life. And they were all...
That was so high-pitched. I can't even...
I don't think I could reach that. Maybe if I was scared enough and it just came out, but it would be a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do it, but I can't now. I'm not going to try to do it because that's going to be fucked up for the audio. I'm going to have to put a lot of compression on this thing if we do that.
Not only that, I think your mom would come running in and be like, Morgan, what the fuck did you do to my son? I'd be like, he yelled like a girl. I didn't do anything.
He's literally screaming for no fucking reason.
We're on a podcast. It says recording.
So now, Mom, we got some questions for you.
Here, right. Strap on this VR headset while you're at it.
Yeah. Dude, I know we talked about this, but my papa trying that VR thing, he was walking the plank.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I put the headset on him, and I was like, just look around, papa. And then I was like, just walk forward a little bit. He's like, he was like looking around, and he's like, you must think I'm fucking stupid. I'm not taking another goddamn step in this fucking video game. He was like, for real. He's like, get this shit off of me.
I ain't doing.
He's like, I'm standing still, and I'm not doing shit.
I'm not walking out this elevator.
No, he got to the elevator. He was at the part where he was right outside of the elevator, and then he didn't take one step. All he did was look around and see like the birds.
That was it? He didn't even look down?
He didn't look down once. I was like, look down and just walk a little bit. Nope, yeah, Christopher, I'm not fucking doing it.
He said, fuck technology.
Yeah. I don't need it.
Bring me back now.
Smoke some left-handed cigarettes and snort marijuana.
Yeah, snort some marijuana.
All right, let's get out of the Gramps basement and let's close it out with the same exact clip.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
There we go. Fantastic. All right.
Spell red.
If you can pull that Evernote up for me real quick. So, I have some questions besides... Okay, let me get that Dream Journal set up. We got copyrighted for the Dream harp sound. So, I got another harp. You heard it whenever I was trying to...
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from, like, a free fucking sound thing. But it is a very... That soundbite that I use is used everywhere. So I think that's like a very major used thing. I don't know.
That's weird.
I know you can copyright way more on the music side than our case where we disputed the fair use. That is just fucked. Like, dude, we're commentating over a fucking video.
Well, what if I was listening to a song and I was commentating on the song?
Well, we're not commentating over it. I don't think they would probably argue that the focus is not music based or whatever. I don't know. They'd weasel themselves out of it. But the videos...
It's a bunch of fucking lawyer talk. That's what it is.
It is. It's whoever has the most money. It's really pretty what much. It comes down to.
And whoever can lie better.
Yeah. Well, whoever has the most money.
Well,
and whoever can...
Whoever has the most money can lie better.
Yeah. I mean, they have anything at their disposal at that point. They can prolong whatever they want. They can drain you for their money, which is completely unfair.
Yeah. Most companies will prolong it so it drains you.
Yeah, and that's what they're waiting for. So they didn't win. They just bought you out, essentially. They just played the waiting game. But that's a whole nother...
Which they can do because they're constantly making money every minute of the day.
Exactly.
You only make money when you work.
And you're just... And
it's not the same amount of fucking money.
No, not at all.
not even close.
I wish I was getting some CEO money. We'll be getting some CEO money soon. Don't worry. But I picked those videos because I wanted to take a trip down memory lane and maybe ask you some elementary, junior high-esque questions on some shenanigans you used to get into.
If I can remember.
Because I know, dude, our school was so fucking bad. I got some stories. I was like laid back, but like I instigated some things. I was never the main perpetrator.
I kind of just did what I wanted.
Always just fucking.
I even told a teacher that once.
I went to the bathroom and the nurse a lot. I just would walk out of class and then just walk around and just say, oh, I had to go shit or I had to poo really bad. And I would just act like my stomach is cramped or something. Because, I mean, what in retrospect, if you were a teacher and a kid was like really acting and like really acting, like,
what are you going to do?
They call him a liar.
Exactly.
Then I would fucking build off more of that and be like, yep. You're calling me a liar.
Yeah, you'd make yourself grow up at that point.
Yeah, I'll really get fucking into it.
Yeah, there was.
You want to see acting? I'll show you acting.
Yeah, there was one time we were coming out of church. I went to a Catholic school all my life, so right. We were coming out of church.
Same.
And the whole class was talking. And she stopped. She said, why are y'all talking in church? I turned around. I said, because I can do what I want. I do what I want, just like that. Because I can do what I want. Who said that? Everybody. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers.
You gotta rat it out.
Fucking suck.
Oh, my God, dude. I remember before speaking. Let me ask this question because it's a good segment. You brought up Catholic schools.
I didn't get raped.
I wasn't an altar boy.
No, I wasn't. I kind of refused. My parents wanted me to be.
My dad was an altar boy, and he wanted me to be an altar boy, and I was like, no. I mean, I didn't know about all that stuff as a kid, but I was just like, I'm not into like the whole church thing. Like, I'm fine with it, doing it at school or whatever. Yeah. But whenever I go home, I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah, that's that.
I'm playing MW2 and fucking eating Doritos and
killing people.
Yeah, yeah, just
killing virtual people.
Yeah. So,
it's not against the commandments.
Did you participate in Lent?
Middle school. I don't anymore. I haven't participated in Lent since
junior high.
Since 2014, because I went to St. Michael's too. So,
I think I did it at Catholic
lunch. At lunch, they would serve you like not meat, and so I had to eat whatever was for lunch because I didn't bring my food.
Right.
And if my parents followed it back then I would eat whatever they cooked. But now, it's whatever the fuck I can find to eat.
Yeah, dude. Now it's like
I'll give a shit.
Yeah, it's now whatever's cheapest and edible. I'll do whatever.
Like if today was Lent, like the first day of Lent, I hadn't eaten all day. What am I going to go get? A fucking burger from Sonic.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to go get.
So what's the craziest or like the hardest thing you had to or that you chose to give up for Lent? Or was it just like the fish, the seafood thing? Did you ever like do another?
It was like meat. You couldn't eat meat during Lent or something like that. So you right. had to eat seafood.
And there was another thing so I remember.
That was never hard because.
That was like a given meat. Thing though. Everybody had to do yeah. that. But there was another thing I remember.
You'd have to like make
like
up
you make,
something.
Yeah, you make like a resolution or some yeah. shit that you have to
I
not
can't
do.
Because I never.
I did it. A crate. I was into it. Probably fourth or fifth grade. I gave up TV for how long is it?
It's like a whole month.
Yeah, a whole month. I remember specifically walking into my living room while the TV is on, and I would do this.
Oh, damn.
And I would just go. I was into it. Because I don't think I was into the whole religion aspect of it. I took it as, like, a challenge. Because I think everybody at school was like, oh, I can't do that. That's too much of a I'm just going to give up French fries or some bullshit.
Yeah, some stupid shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, y'all are fucking...
Yeah, I always give up something stupid like that, but I never...
I don't think I gave up anything significant after that, because I realized how much that was fucking horrible. Not watching TV for a whole month?
Yeah.
As a kid?
Or playing video games? Yeah.
Oh, especially wait, no, video Modern games War- were out of the... that's what I did. Modern I played Warfare video 2. Games. I played video... No, that was Star Wars Battlefront 2 PS2 era.
Oh, really?
This was, like, way back before MW. This was, like, fourth, fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. I think Modern Warfare 2 may have came around whenever we were in, like, 6th or 7th grade.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was definitely out in 8th grade. I remember playing
yeah,
it
I remember,
a fuck ton.
Yeah, I remember 8th grade to, like, freshman year of high school. I was balls to the wall.
So, yeah, it must have come out in, like, when we were in, like, 6th grade or
the
something.
8th, I remember that the freshman year, the summer leading into freshman year of high school, I played, I think, 400 or 500 hours of Skyrim.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Just, I was locked the fuck in, just fiending.
I never kept track of any of those stats before.
Steam had it.
Well, yeah, I didn't, always had console before this year, or I guess technically last year.
Mm.
Shit, I had something that I was going to say, but I fucking forgot.
So you never had anything like really hardcore that you gave up for Lent? It was just the meat thing?
Yeah, this is what I was going
to
say.
I mean, that in itself is fucking hard to do. For a whole month?
No doubt.
I mean, especially, unless you're a vegan or whatever, or a vegetarian.
Especially where I grew up. I grew up in the country, so I mean,
it was
hunting, all that. That's all you ate was meat and sometimes vegetables.
Same, but our family, we ate a fuck ton of seafood, though. So anytime it was just
Cajuns.
Overload with seafood. Because we had to compensate for not having meat. So
I
it would be like a seafood platter.
I think that's
like
why
almost
I love,
every fucking
yeah,
night.
I think that's why I love seafood so much and just any almost any kind of meat.
Any dude, anytime we went to the fish fry.
Any kind of meat, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost.
Yeah,
all meat.
I ain't eating dick meat.
Yeah, no. I'm not a fan of...
Or bull testicles.
I'm not a fan of bison tail.
I've never had it.
It's really
I've
weird.
Had bison
I had
jerky.
Once. I had it once. Bison jerky's good.
Yeah.
But bison tail is really weird. Mm. It's just... Weird. I'm
dude,
not gonna say who I had it from because I was in middle school when I had that, and that was the first time I ever had bison tail.
Is that like a common thing?
In certain households, yeah.
Because I've never heard of it.
Not. It was never. Growing up, I never had it. So I would
Oof.
Go for like a bison burger. I
Ooh,
think,
right.
I can do that, or like
a bison
like
burger.
A fillet from like a bison.
Yeah.
Like, if you cut off that ass meat, yeah, go ahead, slap that on a skillet. I'll
yeah.
fucking eat that.
That fat. That P-H-A-T, fat.
Yeah. No, not the fat. I want the fucking... I don't... That's another weird thing. I'm not a fan of fat. I don't like fat, unless if it's like peanut butter.
Like on...
I like healthy fats. Well, I guess you could say the fat that's on a steak would technically be healthy.
I don't... I still don't like eating that, though.
I hate it. My aunt loves it. She'll come and pick your fat that
my
you
dad,
cut off
my dad
off
used
the
to do that all the time.
I can't do it.
It's just... It's slimy, and it's just...
It's good for you.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Like, the fat itself is good for you?
Yeah, you need fat to survive.
I know, but doesn't
like,
that...
if you didn't eat any fat at all, your
I know,
body,
but you can get that in other places.
Down.
You don't have to fucking solely go after
that's
fucking steak
that's
fat.
That's probably one of the healthier ones. If you... Cook it in a healthy
yeah, it's
way.
It's just, it's so fucking greasy and slimy.
I
just,
agree. Chicken fat? I hate chicken fat.
Chicken fat chicken and like
cartilage.
I don't like rib fat either.
Yeah, I don't like rib fat either. Anything that feels
the chicken cartilage.
Gum.
Yeah. I don't.
I hate chicken cartilage.
If I can't chew it all the way thoroughly, I'm not gonna like it.
You know what I've? So sometimes sausage. When you cook sausage, it has that just a hard piece in it sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can't chew it without breaking your teeth.
Right.
And
swallow
so,
it like a pill.
Yeah. Usually, if there's anything that's not supposed to be in the food, and I feel it, I get an automatic gag reflex. It's automatic like that. Automatic gag reflex. I don't want to finish the food, but I make myself. I say it's not that big of a fucking deal. I won't chew it all the way, and I'll just take my water or whatever I have to drink, and I'll slosh it back like it's a bunch of pills.
Dude.
Like a bunch of vitamins or some shit.
That reminds me of a story of my uncle.
And then I'll just muscle on, and I'll just fucking finish it.
You have like a sensitive gag reflex? Like if you smell something nasty, you'll go like...
No, it just really depends.
My uncle, it's all the time for him.
If I watch someone throw up and then I smell it, I'll throw up.
Oh, dude, that reminds me of another. Okay,
I can see people throw up, but I have to immediately turn away. Like, oh, you're about to throw up. Let me get the fuck away from you because if you do, I will. So, that's how my gag reflex works. But like I said in a previous podcast, I watched The Human Centipede while I ate.
Yeah. So. I've gotten to the point where I can watch Hoarders and eat. Like the shit and piss bathtubs.
Yeah, there'd be, I don't know.
Dude, I've watched like all five or six seasons.
I think I could.
If you're seasoned to it, I couldn't at the beginning. I had to shut it off because you're literally seeing like diapers.
Yeah.
Like shit-filled diapers. But my, speaking of shit-filled diapers and gag reflexes, my uncle.
What a great segue.
My uncle has a gag reflex. And whenever we used to go over there all the time as a kid, I remember we were driving down the interstate to go back to his house. And then I burped in my hand, and then I cupped it, and I threw it at him. And then he looked over, he's like, Christopher, and then he's like driving, he's like, why'd you do it? And then he literally pulled over on the side of the interstate.
No shit.
It was that bad.
Yak? What?
He didn't actually throw up, but he was dry heaving so much.
Oh,
it was
my God.
Cracking me up. So, I was sixth grade, seventh grade. And I was just a little shit. I would be like, fuck you.
Speaking of that, there was one time in middle school, Joseph Kimbrough. I remember this.
Shout out.
I'll never forget this. He didn't like the way certain foods looked when they were mixed. And so there was this one time at lunch, we got we always got a bread roll.
Yeah.
Well, there was like milk or water or whatever.
The milk bags. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
God, dude. I want a milk bag.
Yeah, that'd be great.
A strawberry milk bag.
To bite the corner off and suck it from the side like a
I
tick.
Never did that.
I always did that.
It was so satisfying to puncture the straw into it.
That too.
It was that yellow straw.
Yeah, the yellow
with
straw.
With that little
tip. It was like a Capri Sun straw.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But anyway, I had this bread roll and like the container that it was in, like the little part of the tray that it was in.
Yeah.
Must have been moist or something. So the bottom of the bread was all soggy and wet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd plop it down in the water, and then I'd plop it down. This, we had jambalaya that day. So I'd plop it down in the jambalaya, and all the rice would stick to it, and I'd show Joe the bottom of it, and I'd just keep doing that. And he fucking threw up in his tray at the lunch table one day.
Dude, I have...
It's so funny.
Dude, I have a fucking throw-up story. Do you remember Brandon?
Brandon.
So last name starts with an F. I'll just say it, Frugier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So back in middle school, I remember we were in trouble for something we all did in gym class. And then we were standing outside, like silently in a straight line or whatever. And we were outside, like where we all play football. So it was the football field. And we were all lined up. We were facing each other. So it was two lines and we were all facing each other. First off, horrible idea. Don't do that. You should not have done that in the first place.
Probably not.
Second off, it was like a collection of like the funniest motherfuckers in the school. It was like six kids. It was like six funny ass class clowns all together. It was probably like three per line. So everybody's just like, it was, the tension was crazy.
Oh, shit.
And then I think we got in trouble for overflowing the toilet, or somebody
been there,
clogged it up and someone took a big shit in it and it just overflowed in the gym bathroom. So anyway, we're facing each other and we had just had chicken nuggets for lunch, right? And I remember I don't know what happened, but Brandon threw up chicken nuggets and we saw a whole white meat chicken fly out of his fucking mouth.
Oh my God.
Projectile vomit. And then all of a sudden, let's just do some random names. So Joe looked at him and he threw up. And another person, it was a chain reaction of at least five kids throwing up. And dude, everybody's cracking up laughing. Brandon's cracking up laughing. Everybody's laughing while they're throwing up.
Oh my God.
Dude, imagine that fucking scene as a gym teacher.
I gotta show you a video after this of some dude throwing up. Like it's bad. Like he threw up maybe 10, 15 times.
Dude, that was me whenever... I need to send this to Brandon. He's going to remember. I hope he remembers this story. But yeah, show me that fucking video after while we're doing some vinyl shit. What time is 5, 14. We're good on time. 49. 51. Yeah, 50 minutes. That we just mentioned, shit, did y'all in middle school ever have really bad kid? Any pranks or...
My first time ever smoking a cigarette was in middle school.
Dude, there was so many people in 5th and 6th grade that were smoking cigarettes.
I took one drag.
I never touched it.
Dude, I took one drag, and that night, I felt horrible. So bad. It carried over to the next day. I felt so bad, and my throat hurt so bad that I told my mom, like, yeah, I smoked a cigarette. Well, I only took one hit.
I know, but it's funny that you just... Like, everything's off the table at that point. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling my mom.
I can't take it anymore. I said, I smoked a cigarette last night.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in, like, eighth. Yeah, like, maybe ninth grade.
To be honest, my mom would have punished me harder if she found me, like, if she found an empty pack of cigarettes.
Oh, no doubt.
She would be way harder on me than the eight. I've literally gotten caught eight times with my mom. First two times were actually getting caught. The rest were just, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, CBD, baby.
Yeah, I hid it from my parents until, I forget what my mom said. Either I came in smelling really good one night, and that's how she knew or something like that. I don't know. But it wasn't until year three that I was smoking cigarettes, and I was in like college.
I keep forgetting that you fucking smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
You told me that whenever we were in the car. I legit don't ever recall seeing you smoke a cigarette. I'm really trying to remember.
Especially at your apartment, too. Your old apartment.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you would go to the balcony.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do it inside.
I don't remember.
I wasn't one of those people who would light up a cigarette. The only time I would...
Previous owners did.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The only time I would is if... The people who lived there would, and they didn't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's the only time I would. Because Grant, who used to live in that apartment, that Grant, in his old house before they sold it, he had it was like an apartment on top of their garage.
Yeah.
It was completely separate from the house.
Wait, like their actual house?
Yeah, their actual house.
And then they have an apartment complex like right next to it? Or
No. It's above their garage. They have so their garage is two stories.
What?
The garage is just one story.
Yeah.
And you go up to the second floor, and that's the apartment.
So it's like
It was two bed, two bath.
Damn.
Full living room, dining room, kitchen, full kitchen.
Dude, that itself could be a house if you connect those two things.
Yeah.
Like a garage and a... Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's where he lived with his parents. And... no one slept in the second bedroom.
Yeah.
So what was that? The smoke room.
Cigarettes and all?
Yeah. He'd open the window.
I can't.
It was awesome. You'd sit there, open the window.
That's cigarettes, man. It's different.
Next to the window, light up a cigarette inside. Dude, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the time I smoked a cigarette in fucking Waffle House. That was awesome.
I would do that.
That was at Scraping the Coast in Mississippi.
Dude, I remember going to Waffle House.
It was still legal. You could still smoke cigarettes.
Wait, when was this?
Ooh.
Like 2014, 15?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I remember.
I don't know. It may
probably earlier than that,
it
huh?
It may have been 13.
Because I remember whenever they were rolling out that shit. Whenever they were rolling everything out.
Yeah.
And I was so fucking thankful. Because nothing is worse than going into a fucking seafood restaurant with a halfway divided restaurant, non-smokers and smokers. Yeah. You can't divide that.
No,
you can't divide the fuck. It's the whole restaurant is a smoking place.
Yeah. The only way you can divide that is if the smoking place, the smoking
unless it's literally
outside.
It's
literally separated by a whole ass wall.
Yeah, it has to be a whole ass wall, dude.
A whole ass wall
there was
with insulation and everything.
Yeah, dude, there was some restaurant in New Orleans. It was literally shower curtains middle.
Yeah, you're not.
And I remember my dad, he had breathing problems, and he would bitch all the fucking time. He's like, what is this? What the fuck are y'all doing?
Some tomfoolery.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the dream journal. Let me read you some craziness.
You wanted to take it back to some stories.
We did. We can keep fucking telling these stories too. But
shit,
first comes first.
Yeah, there might be some stories that I don't remember unless if you say like a certain keyword.
You were the three fucking storage, like the Waffle House, that brought up a story. Yep. I was drunk as fuck. 4 a.m. in the morning, and I was obviously drunk. I can usually contain myself, but, dude, I had to pull up a chair, and, like, I'm awkward as it is talking to people and, like, interacting in social situations. So, like, I was the last man to sit in the booth because I was just fucking around just singing or dancing or whatever. I was tanked at this time, and I remember pulling up a seat, and then this big black lady came up to me, nicest motherfucker in the world, offered to change the thermostat because she thought that I looked hot, and she gave me a glass of water.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you were
Your
face must have been so
dude,
red.
Dude, I must have looked so fucked up for her to take time out of her day, her Waffle House shift.
To walk over and ask if you wanted the AC turned up.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was probably red-faced like a bitch.
Sweating like a motherfucker, too.
Sitting down, I'm like, drinking. Fuck. But let's get into the dream journal because we can do this all fucking day. But we got some vinyl to cut. We got some Weaving with the West shit to do.
We got some meat to beat.
Yeah, meat to beat.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday.
Friday, beat your meat day. I got two crazy dreams for you. So let's start the dream segment with the new harp. I think I like that one better.
I do too.
That was phenomenal.
If you get the copyrighted for that one,
dude, I'll just put it into FL and then just fuck with it a little bit, and then it won't pick it up.
You
then.
Can distort it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I didn't want to give this company a shout out.
Yeah. Fuck them.
I like them because I use them.
I hate them. I don't know what you're talking about, but I hate them.
You know who they are.
Oh.
I just have to mention. I'll tell you after.
So the episode 38. Did we even say episode 38?
We didn't even do the fucking intro, dude.
We played the intro, but we never said welcome to.
Yeah, no, we never.
Welcome
said
to the Broke Knock Life podcast, where we beat our meat and we go to sleep.
And we're already fucking an hour in.
It's literally like the end segment. Oh, fuck. Maybe I'll put this as one of the little intro clips.
Yeah.
So it's in the intro, and we'll just play it off like that. I'll do that. I'll do that as the last clip before the actual show.
Yeah.
Because I usually do three clips. My bad. Fuck it.
And we got Grays. I know you can't hear me. So I'm, yeah.
So we got these logos going on. Let me get up closer to the... we'll do that after. Let me read the journal, journal.
Let me shut up and quit interrupting.
And I went into this helicopter and I flew out of there. I had no idea how to fly, so I just said fuck it and tried to land. And I was sure it was gonna crash, but it just landed without any impact. It's literally mid sentence like that.
Hmm. No idea.
No idea what that means.
You were going Pablo Escobar.
This guy called me out to this job site. This was before I worked at job sites. This was probably like 3 or 4 years ago. 3 or 4 years before.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. This guy called me out into this job site, and a bunch of my coworkers said it was haunted. So I was supposed to go up into the attic, and I was talking to the guy saying, yeah, my coworkers are a bunch of pussies. This place ain't haunted, dick. So he then went silent, pressed this button, and the whole wall transformed and opened up a tall-ass staircase. So I started walking towards it when that fucking it clown popped its head up from the stairs. I was like, no, 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 fuck that. And I fell back, and he kept coming towards me. Then I started another dream.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty terrifying, to be honest.
No joke. Speaking of the it clown, I swear this happened. I swear it did, but it could have just been my imagination, too. So back in middle school,
yeah,
this was in the gym bathroom. I was the only one in there,
mm-hmm.
and this was after watching some. It must have been after watching It, the first.
Dude, so it scarred both of us.
Yeah. So I swear I was looking in the mirror, mm-hmm. and in the mirror you could see. In the mirror was the rest of the bathroom.
Right.
And they had this wall that went 2/3 of the way up,
mm-hmm.
because that was a little. The back exit.
Right.
And so I couldn't see around that wall. And I swear to God, just like in the movie, like 3 or 4 balloons popped up from behind that wall.
No fucking way.
I swear.
Physical balloons.
I swear.
What'd you do?
I ran. I left because the... Okay, so here...
Ow! God, dude. I just slapped my fucking knee with my ring and it hit my bone, bro.
Bet that felt good. Well, look. The sink and the mirror was right here, and the door was right here. I fucking grabbed it, slung it open, and I ran out.
Ain't playing with no balloons today,
I wasn't fucking around with it. Fuck that.
Fuck, what was I going to say before the dream thing? Do you remember? We were talking about something, and I'm like, we got to get to the dream journal. Fuck. Oh, we're going to show the logos. I wanted to get up close to the logo, to the camera. So this will be the ending of the episode. So thank y'all for watching.
Yeah.
Episode
Thanks for watching.
Number 38.
Thanks for sticking around.
With a very late intro. An hour in.
Only an hour.
Yeah. We did the song, though.
Yeah.
There's something.
Yeah.
So
better late than never.
Yeah. Thank y'all for watching. Like, comment, subscribe. We're about to show y'all a little close-up of the little logos we're about to do. We're about to do some Weeping with Wes logo shit and a whole bunch of stuff coming that we're going to put on the Patreon. And that exclusive Beating Your Meat demonstration.
Oh, yeah.
Will be on the Patreon.
You don't want to miss that.
I'm going to do like a whole, like once I get everything, all the merch done and all that shit, I'm going to set up everything so it's all there. And then I'll start rolling out releases. So it's like,
idea.
I'm not like playing catch up, you know? Yep. So, thank y'all for watching, blah, 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 blah. I'm about to show the camera your
wiener?
Your wiener, and then the logo wiener. On the shirt. And let me play the outro music, which I always forget is right there. Thank y'all for watching. Y'all are great. Y'all are great lads. We'll be right back.